But you know the halacha is like Rebbe Leza, that all four of them have this halacha of dayin shoson. The pshat is not to be Yeshua talking. If Yeshua Tak argues, just means there's a ton of the Mishnah that's saying that the halacha is like Rebbe Leza, that all four noshim have the halacha of dayin shoson. Now the Mishnah goes to explain that Eizel hi besuna, what's called a besuna, that means kol shalom rosa dam yomeho. She never saw dam yet. The first time she sees dam, that's when she's told me only dayin shoson from now on and not from before. Now after pishin is, so even though she's already married already, even though she had tashmish already, so what? But if this is the first time she sees dam, she's not told me lemafreya meisleis. Muberis, what's the case of muberis, a pregnant lady? So that the Mishnah says misheivoda ubro, when you could tell, when you could see that she's pregnant. And we'll see in the Gemara that means when she finished 3 months, after she's pregnant for 3 months, then it's called Nika, you could realize, you could see that she's pregnant. Manika, pregnant, a nursing lady. Chetigmul espino, until she finishes nursing, meaning to send the Khuri after 2 years, after 24 months. What's going to be Nos no bino le Manika? Let's say she gave her son over to a different lady to nurse, and the mother herself is not nursing. Or else Kematua. Let's say she finished nursing before the 2 years are up. Or in Mace, let's say the kid died before the 2 years are up. So Rabbi Meir, says, Mitama Miesliyes, now that Lemitzia says the mother is not nursing, so goes back to normal, and therefore she would be Mitama Miesliyes. If she sees them now, the tumor goes back Lemafraya 24 hours. However, the Chomer say no. The Chomer still has the same halacha. For this period of 24 months, that still, if she sees dam, will only be in a dying shasa. That she'll only be coming from then on and not from before. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, because this story is a varia misparkim, that the lady's body, like, is out of shape. It takes 2 years for it to get back in shape. So therefore, she's still called mislekas domim, and therefore she will not be metame lamarfreya, only mikan ulabo. Now, Ezehi Zekena, what's called an older lady that says that now when she sees dam, it's only dying shosan, called Shavrole Shalashinis. If it passed by already three times, three periods, some of the Zeknosa, right before when she's getting older, and she did not see for 3 months already, so then we say if she sees again, that's a din of dying shosan. Reb Lezer says no, it's not only Zekena, but he holds Kol Isha, any lady would be that way. Kol Isha Shavrole Shalashinis, dying shosan. Any lady that if she skips three times, three periods, and does not see dam, then the fourth time when she sees, she's like the cheskes mislekes damim, and therefore she'll only be tamim mikan labor and not lemafreid. There's no din tumas meis leis if she skips three periods. Now Rabbi Yosi says that muberis, a pregnant lady, or else a manika that's nursing, shavra leim shalashoynos dayin shosan, and he holds the first 3 months. They still have regular tumas meis leis. So only after they skip like 3 months, then we say dayin shosan. Now, uvame omru dayin shosan, when was it said this halacha that when Isha sees the dam, she's only tamei mikan labor from now on and not lamafreya? That's only said b'riya rishona. The first time she sees, like this manika, this muberis, it's only the first time that she sees that we say now it's dayin shosan. Avol b'shniya, let's say the second time she sees, and echnami, then the lochris taka avalashniya, she is metamim liyes liyes, then already it's called like she's becheskas tavdam, that she would be tamim liyes liyes. What's going to be vimroso harishayna miyonis? Let's say the first time this pesula sees, or this isha, the maniko, the verus, the first time she sees is from miyonis, it's not her fault. Then afashniya dayin shosan, even the second time also, she still had the loch of dayin shosan. Now machmas onus, let's say she was jumping, or else she got scared, she got afraid of something, or else of course she was carrying something, said no loch is, even the second riyah would also have a din of dayin shosan. So only when she sees a normal riyah, then we say she's back to the normal stage to see dam, then it's not called mislekas damim. But if the first riyah was machmas onus, then the second riyah was still at the din of dayin shosan. Now the Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe Lezler, Bishua. Rabbi Lezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, listen, Ata loy shamata, you do not hear, like you're telling me you do not hear more than a besula. But ani shamati, but I heard clearly that all four ladies have a din of dain shosin. Ata loy shamata lo achas, you only heard one. Vani shamati ab, I heard a lot. If so, ain't I, you should not say, lemi shalarua sachidish, like a moshul, you should not say to someone that did not see the kiddush achidish, yovid v'yoyid, come and say edus. El rather lemi shalarua, only to one that saw it. In other words, I saw it, as I know, I heard that all four ladies have a din of dain shosin. Therefore, you, Rabbi Yeshua, should not argue on me. Just the fact you did not hear about it, that means nothing. Samura says now that Kol Yomav Shur Rabbi Lezer, all the years that Rabbi Lezer was alive, Hoyoisin Rabbi Yeshua. He used to hold like Rabbi Yeshua. He used to pass Kataka that only Yabsula was dain shosin, not the other three ladies. But Liyacha Ptirosa Shur Rabbi Lezer, after Rabbi Lezer was Niftom, then Hechse Rabbi Yeshua Sadavali Yashnai. Rabbi Eliezer. Then even Rabbi Yeshua also brought the halacha back to Paschal like Rabbi Lezer, that the din is really that all four Noshim have a din of Dain Shosim. Says, so if Rabbi Yeshua like really agreed, so then how come Bechayev, Samar says Bechayev, when Rabbi Lezer was alive, how come then they did not bring down the halacha? Samar says, my time, Bechayev, my time aloy. Samar says, Mishum the Rabbi Lezer. Shemutihu, because Rabbi Lezer really was put Bishamt into a nidoy, there was a klaler upon him. Therefore, the Sofi held like this, Rabbi Yeshua. He avdin and kavosei bechodom, if we're going to act like him in one psak, avdin and kavosei brachonaisa, we're going to pass him like him and other things also. So, and umishum kvoidid Rabbi Lezer, le metzinu machinabu, we're not going to be able to be meichel, as the cover from Rabbi Lezer won't be able to stop them. Therefore, they were afraid to pass like Rabbi Lezer in this one prat, because maybe they'll come to pass like him in other cases also. But liyacha p'tirosash Rabbi Lezer, after Rabbi Lezer was nifta, now they're not afraid anymore. Temetzinu machinabu, if we'll see people will be knowing like other halachas like he paskin, we'll tell them not to. And therefore, hechser as a double yashnai, now Rabbi Yeshua brought the halacha back the way it was supposed to be, to tackle all dalad noshim, the din is, dayin shosim. Rashi says, Shemutui, Loshen Shant, Loshen like Nidui. Demetzinu Machin, Rashi says, Yavdi Kavasa Bechanaisa. So, therefore, now they were not afraid to bring this halacha back to where Rabbi Lezer held that all four Noshim are dying Shosim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudha Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Lezer Biyarbo. There are four different cases that we take a paskin like Rabbi Lezer, even though we're Shemutui, but there are four cases that we take a paskin like him. Chodeh the Amorit. One case, like we just said, this halacha of Dalad Noshim of Dain Shoson, Mikra Dimi Paskin like him. Read the what's the second case? Hamakasha, another Gemara later, it says Hamakasha Venisha she's dam when she has her labor pains. So halacha is, she has no tumas zava then. That's the halacha, like we'll soon see in Rashi, that zava is only the dam comes out by itself and not machmas the vlad. And because of the labor pains caused it to see dam, even though it's during the Yud Aleph Yomim, Benidu Lenida, she would not have a Tumas Zava. Now, Kama Tishofa, how long does she have to like stop having the pains for Te Zava? That we say then she would have a Tumas Zava on her? Mies Lies, Divu Rebbele, these are the words of Rebbele Ezer. And V'yalocha Kedvar V'teka Paschal like him. Rashi explains like this, Hamakasha means Anisha is having labor pains, Machmas Vlad. She has like labor. Over teich machmas vlad, beteich echad osa yem shebenid lanidis. During these times, if she sees now 3 days, she'll become a zava. The kosha shloisha yom, for 3 days she had these pains, with two from one after another. Over chol yem rosa dam, and every one of these 3 days with the labor pain, she saw dam. Now we hold the kaimalon diyena zava machmas shloisha mekishi. If the dam came out during these 3 days of labor pains, she did not become a zava, because we dash in the pasuk to see ki yizoy v'zoyv doma, for dashin v'vnais kusim gemar leidom that the doma machmas atzim, only blood comes out by itself, for loy machmas vlad, not the dam that comes out because of the vlad. So therefore, if she has these labor pains and she sees dam now 3 days and then she gives birth, she'll be torn from zava. She'll have tumas later on her, but not tumas zava. But what's going to be now, after these 3 days pass by, she does not give birth? but rather the imshavsim and atzala said the pain goes away. It's like forced labor. Shom dobloit tzal liyachas shloishi yomim. After the 3 days of pain, now it stops having pain. And the older, then later she gives birth. So in this galadov, and now we see clearly mafreyam that the dam came out not because of the vlad. The vlad was not about to come out then. So then it's called she was yoledes bezoiv. Then Echnamish left to have Zayin Nikiyim besides the din of Yimei Tumas later. Before, let's say it was a Zohar besides the 7 days, or in the Kedah before, besides the 14 days. So she'll have to wear another Zayin Nikiyim, and she'll also have to bring two Kabonis, one for the Tumas Zayiv and one for the later. But now, how much does she have to stop in between? Rashi says, the Kamati Shofet Tamar the Tenuach Mitzarom. She has to be 3 days of pain goes by. Now, how much does she have to be at peace without any pains to say that those pains were not called machmas the vlad, and therefore she would have it in zavul the mafreya? So that's Rav Lezol's meis leis, means if she stops these pains for 24 hours and then she gives birth, so now we say that those pains she had the last 3 days before was not really the vlad, and therefore if she saw them, then she caused tumas zavur on them. Then Echlam, like we said before, she'll have to bring two kabonis. That's from Blessed Chiddushia, that this man of resting has to be a meis leis 24 hours. And we take a paskin, halacha kedvarov. Vidach, what's the third halacha? That haza vihazova shabot kuat from Yerushim. Let's see, a zava or a zava. They had the tum zava zava. Now they want to become tor. So now the halacha is they have to count Zayin Nikiyim. So usually during Zayin Nikiyim, the mitzvah is to make a bedikah every one of the 7 days. What's going to be though, Shabbat Ka'atzman Yerushin or Matzah Tor? They checked themselves the first day of the Zayin Nikiyim. They came out to be Tor. And Yom Shvi the seventh day. Or Matzah Tor, they found themselves to be Tor again. But for Shar HaYom LeBotka, the 5 days in between, they forgot to make a bedikah. So Reb Lezer Waimah, Harei Eilu Becheskas Tyra, yes, that helps. And since you started off with Tyra, and you ended off with Tyra, that's enough. Even though you did not check out in between, we're not afraid to say maybe the dam came in between. And therefore, the becheska has to be Tyra. That's Reb Lezer Shita. We have Yeshua Raimano, Ein Lem Eli, Yem Arisham, Yem Ashri Bavad. He holds no, that since you did not check out the middle 5 days, they do not help. It's only the first and seventh day that helps. I, how could that be Mamanashach? If they saw him, so it should be Saisa. So who is only the Rabbanu Nikolach is Machmir, this is why you have to have Sipurim, and therefore you have to make another 5 Badikas. Rabbi Kiva Raimer, Ein Lehem Eli Yem Shvi Bavad, no, that since you did not make Badikas in between, we're afraid maybe she saw Adam then, and therefore you can't use the first days, you could only start counting now the seventh day. Vitani would learn like this, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Oimrim, that Nirin Divu Rabbi Leza, Midivu Rabbi Yeshua, it makes more sense the words of Rabbi Leza, more than what Rabbi Yeshua says, that you only count the first and seventh day, which doesn't make too much sense, like we asked the Kashya Monashach. If you saw her in between, you shouldn't be able to use the first day either. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer swore that said that she's Torah Gamri makes more sense. But Vadivri Rabbi Kiva Vadivri Kulim, it makes more sense what Rabbi Kiva says, that in Echnam, we have to be afraid that maybe she did see Dam in between, and therefore, she only has the seventh day, not more. Avol, but Halacha Rabbi Lezer, the Ma'aseh Pasul of Rabbi Lezer. This is the third place we Pasul of Rabbi Lezer over here. If she made a bedika the first and seventh day, that's enough. Vidach, what's the fourth case? Tisnan, we learned like this, that Achurei Kelim Shinitmo. Let's say something was Metama, the back of a Kli. Not Dr. Kli Cheres, even with Kli Matches here. It was Mekabu Tumim Midrabona from its back, from the back of the Kli, the Mashkin, with water. That water is only mitama kelim with the rabbanon, because mashkin really is not a navatumah, and we know only navatumah is mitama kelim. But with the rabbanon, though, we'll soon see why they said that mashkin tameim could be mitama kli, even miachurav. So now, Reb Lezer says mitama nes hamashkin v'yein poistan nes oichlin. Now that this kli is makabatumah for mashkin, it's only tummy enough that if it touches other mashkin, it could be mitama other liquid. But if it touches food, it's not metama the other food. What's the svara? Metama minas hamashkin. This kli could be metama of the liquids. V'yafilu d'chul, even of chulin. But v'yein poistan es oichlin afil d'truma. But if it touches food, it's not metama the food. Even food of truma does not become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says metama nes hamashkin. It's metama this kli could be metama mashkin. does make the food poisel. The word poisel aslecha means that if it's truma and makes it for shlishi, it becomes poisel. And Omer Bishu, Bishu says like this, I have a kal v'choyma, kal v'choyma. To say that this mashkin, this kli that was tummy through the mashkin, should be able to be metama or truma. And he has a kal v'choyma like this, Omat fulyoyim, maduch, this person that was tummy and went to the mikvah today. Shein metama mashkin chulin, if he touches mashkin, he cannot be metama chulin, because that fulyoyim is like a sheni, and the sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, a kal v'choyma. Omat tful yoyim. Shein metam mashke. Chulin, it's not metam mashke of chulin. Toys toloich le'truma. But it touches food of truma. It makes it puzzle, because the sheni can make a shlishi, can make it puzzle. If so, achure kelim. The back of these kelim. Shein metam mashke of chulin. That you're telling me now, if it touches mashke, it is metama mashke, even of chulin. If so, ain't it then, isn't it a swore to say, she poisa lechle truma, that avad, if this clean now touches truma, it should pass on the truma. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's swore. The more says now, Rabbi Leza, what's Rabbi Leza's swore to say now like this? He says like this, achure kelim dirabonin. That the back of this clean is makabu tuma, for mashkin is only midirabonin. Again, because the mashkin is not an avatuma, it's only midirabonin. Now it's full yom diraisa. Mashenka, that's a full yom is metama the truma. That's midiraisa. If so, he says Rabbi Shua, the rabbon and midiraisa leyavdin in kavuchayma. You can't bring any kavuchayma from a diraisa de galocha to a rabbon de galocha. Why? Because the midiraisa einoichu metama kli v'yein mashke to metama kli. That midiraisa food or mashke that's tomei. At most, they could be as a rishon l'tumah, so they're not metama kelim. Therefore, the rabbanon knew the gozer. The rabbanon said only that this kli becomes tumah through mashkim tumayim. And what's the reason why? Gzeira mishum a mashkim dezav v'zava. We're afraid, like a gzeira, if people think that if a mashkim tumayim touch a kli, the kli does not become tumah. They think who adin of the right, the spit that comes out of a zav or a zava. The mashkin that comes out of a zava v'zava also would not be metam of the kli, and that's not true. The right, the mashkin that comes out of a zava v'zava is tamei midiraisa. So therefore, this kli is only tamei midirabbanan now if regular mashkin touches the kli, not from the right of the zava v'zava, but regular mashkin liquid is tamei as a rishon l'tumah. When it touches the kli again, it's only tamei midirabbanan. It's only metam of the kli midirabbanan. It's only gzera dekadin oto the right of the zav. But now that it's not the reik of the zav, the spit of the zav, it's just regular mashkin, it's only metama the kli midirabbanan. If so, now that this kli is tami midirabbanan, the klal is mashkin the alum and the kabel tumah, other liquids. That's very easy, acceptable to receive tumah, because mashkin does not need a hechsher. Therefore, gozel b'rabbanan, the rabbanan may exerve to say, if this kli touches mashkin, the mashkin will become tami. But oichlin, food, it's not so simple, not so easy to make kabutumah. You have to have a hechsher on the food first. Therefore, the gozel b'rabbanan, the rabbanan does not make this gzera to say that this keli, this only tummy with the rabbanan, could be metama food. The rabbanan may like a hecker. Now the Gemara says, "Do maishna, what's the difference that achura kelim denoket? What are you telling me now that the cleave is makabutumah from the back? What should be the difference where it was makabutumah? From the back or from the inside? In both cases, it's only tummy with the rabbanan." So in both cases, you only have this halacha to be metama mashkin and not to be metama eichlin. So Mara says no. Mishum de kili, if it was makabel tumah from the back, it's more kal, it's more lenient, it's tumah. The Tanan, we learn like this also, that kli shenitma miachurav, a kli that became tumah from its back, but mashkin from liquid, again, so it's only metama with rabbanin. So halacha is now, even with rabbanin, achurav tumah. Only the back of the kli remains tumah. But toicha, the inside of the kli, ozna, it's like handle, ogna, the rim, yoda, the long handle of it, torim, they remain tor, the bottom of the amatama, the inside of the kli. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say nitamu toichai, let's say this mashkin went inside the kli, was matama, the inside of the kli, then the locher is midrabbonin, that kule tame, the whole thing remains tame. So therefore Rashi explains, since if the tumma of this mashkin touches the inside of the kli, the whole kli becomes tummy, both the inside and the outside, then he would also agree with Rabbi Lezer that now, even though it's only tummy with the Rabbana, but since it's a chomadikatumah that both inside and outside is tummy, that if it touches oichlin, it would be metama the truma. So that's why he says dafka was makabel tumah from the achur, from the back, that there the Rabbana made the heker to say only the back is makabel tumah, not the inside. So there the Rabbana made this kula that that kli is only metama mashkin and not metama oichlin, not even truma. Now the Gemara is, my Kamashmulam Shmuel, what is Shmuel teaching us and saying that we pass on like Rebbe Lezer in four places? The Kula Tanan Hilchasa. All these four cases has anyway Hilchasa Rebbe Lezer. So if Shita we pass on like him, what do we need Shmuel for? The Chitame made you tell me that this fourth case of Achura Kelim Kamashmulam, the Le Tanan, this last case of Achura Kelim to say when the Kli is Makabal Tumach and Mashkin from the back of the Kli, that therefore this kli is a kaldika tuma, that it's not metama truma. If so, v'leima, let him just say then, shmoloch Rav Lezer b'achur v'kelim. Let him just say, this one halach, we pass on like Rav Lezer. What does he have to say in all four cases we pass on like Rav Lezer? The Chor HaKashra is pshit we pass on like Rav Lezer in the other three cases. It says clearly, halach Rav Lezer. So it says, rather, elo, Shmuel is ho-kamash, when he teaches us like this, that the klal is, shein lemeidin halacha mepi talmud. Even though the Gemara sometimes says that's the Hilchasa, you can't paskin from that. Just the fact the Gemara says that it's not a clear raya to be paskin that way. Rashi explains that all kamashmula, the midi yitzvah lemeimelu alocha, shema amina deyem lemeidim alocha epi talmud, means mitoicha mishnah b'raisa. When the mishnah b'raisa says alocha, we don't paskin like that. Why? Why? Because shamaroyim achroyim, the last amaroyim, they were diktikul betami atum. They went to understand clearly what the tznayim are saying. The midu halacha bur. They went to say halacha, the clear halacha. As they went not just to understand their own words, but they went to understand clearly the other tzadim, and they came out with a clear psak halacha. Avlo rishena, but the tanoim on the mishnah of raisa, the diktikul ish b'divichem. They didn't check into one into the other what he's saying. El kolechot mashem rab is only what you heard from your rebbe. You taught to your tamidim. And the way you heard it, you only cleared and said the way you understood it, and you said the locha the way you understood it. See, if so, it could be we don't paskin the way you understood it, we paskin the way somebody else understood it. See, that's what Shmuel is teaching us. That even though already he says locha Rebbe Lezer in the Braisa, but that wouldn't be a clear proof we take a paskin like him. Because it could be the Amoroyim Achroinim were choker into a lot of different sheets, and it came up different like that. Therefore, Shmuel is telling us no, that we came out, that's taka the locha, lemaisa like Rebbe Lezer in these four cases. In other words, the question is, the true what we're saying, only these four cases of Sulek and not more, the Sulek of Ika, there are other places also, Tanam, not like this. Rebbe Lezer Weimer, the Malam de Nesatana Sheti Moin Boy. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next day. In the middle of the Shal, the Gemara just said that there are four places that we pass on like Rebbe Eliezer. And Ilchas Tyrus here, we had four cases we pass on like him. Last question was, like the Sulekia, no more, the Ika, the Tanan, Rav Lezer says,